Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am excited. We are just a week away from doing our big adventure with Grenada for Grenada Dive Fest. You're going to hear all about it next week on the big show as we broadcast from Dive Fest there on the Spice Island. It's just going to be so much fun. We have so many people join us. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. CJ is going to be there. This is going to be his first visit to the Spice Island. Milena Sharkey, you know, Mermaid Milena. She's going to be with us. Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy. The Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid Tiffany. I mean, we got a full Scuba Radio crew for Grenada Dive Fest. It's just going to make it a blast. And we're going to do all kinds of cool stuff. Once again, next week, you will hear all about it as we broadcast from the event. However, we've had to do a lot of preparation getting ready for the event. And some of those things involve getting all your paperwork in a row, make sure you're covered for, unexpected situations. And that brings me to my first guest, Roy from DiveAssure.com. Roy, welcome. How are you, buddy?
Very good. How are you? It sounds like a great event.
You should be with us next week, my friend. You really need to come. But
I'm going to consider it.
You know, the thing is, you got too much work to do. You're too busy, covering people like me that travel too much and have a good time. But the thing is, as much as you plan, you can't plan for everything, and stuff happens. Let's be real, and that's where you guys come into play for dive accident insurance. So, your health insurance might cover you, for the most part, depending if you have health insurance in the U.S. But when you travel outside the country and go to a place like Grenada, we've heard stories of people breaking legs, falling down on a dive boat, just really simple things, slip and fall in a bathtub. It can happen, and God forbid something happened while you're actually diving. But that's where you guys step in and just kind of give us some peace of mind, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And you shouldn't be traveling outside the United States without additional insurance.
Yeah, just a little kicker, just a little extra peace of mind, because, as divers, we have that extra element of decompression sickness. And God forbid, if you did some diving and, you got into a situation where you had to get into a chamber, even if it was just as a precaution, not even a serious incident. But, we've talked about people getting the niggles before, little commercial diver things in their joints and their fingers and stuff. And sometimes they don't even go to a chamber, these commercial divers. But, if you had the skin bends or something, somewhat a mild bends hit there, chances are they're going to recommend you go to a chamber. And that can cost big, big money that your typical health insurance may not like to cover. Am I right?
You're exactly right. It's just not worth it to be caught without it. That's as simple as it gets.
Yeah, and it can be thousands of dollars.
Yeah. And if you need to be evacuated, it even gets more expensive. So,
it's just not worth taking the chance. And once again, DiveAssure.com, you can go there and get a quote. And it's very economical. It's not much money at all. But the kicker with DiveAssure, what sets them apart, is that not only do they have the dive accident insurance, they combine it with dive travel or just plain travel insurance. So if you're traveling out of the country and, you have an airline ticket, you have a live aboard cost, hotel, things like that, you can get travel insurance combined with your dive accident insurance with DiveAssure and cover both at the same time at a crazy rate. I've said this a few times before. I don't know how you guys do this, but man, thank you for doing it. You hear what I'm saying, Roy?
I do, and this time of year, it's the best example for why you should have it with hurricane season and right. where you're traveling, for example, trip cancellations and delays and all those very irritating and unforeseen events might happen. And yeah. that's where you want to make sure you're covered correctly.
Yeah, missed bags, missed connections. I mean, on my last trip, I had both. So, yeah. you know, it can be a real headache, you know, and it's nice to know that if you do get caught, it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. They'll help you at Dive Assure in real time, but also, you know, you can get reimbursed for expenses that, you know, can add up really quick if you end up having to get an extra hotel night here or you know, what you got to buy some extra stuff for clothes or whatever. You know, they got all kinds of different elements of their, you know, dive travel insurance, and it's pretty standard of anything. And the thing, nice thing about it is it doesn't have to be a dive travel related situation, right?
That's true. Anything that happens to you while you're traveling abroad is generally covered under the policy.
So, you know, whether you're doing a dive trip like a liveaboard or not, or you're just going on a family vacation like I did a couple weeks ago, you know, my Dive Assure, you know, policy covers me, you know, both for dive accident insurance when I'm diving, but even when I'm just traveling and I'm not even doing any diving, it'll still take care of things like lost luggage and things like that, that, you know, that unfortunately we have to deal with sometimes and can ruin a vacation, which none of us want that to happen. So, you know, that explains why you're not going to Grenada next week, because you're too busy doing all this stuff, I guess.
Somebody has to do the work.
Yes, and thank you for doing that for sure. So, you know, as far as Dive Assure is concerned, all you got to do is go to the website, diveassure.com, or see them at some of the dive shows. We got the DEMA show coming up. You guys are going to be out there in full effect, right?
Definitely. We're at DEMA, so if you're there, come visit us. We can talk about our programs. We can talk about a bunch of other things and other services that we can provide and help with. So definitely come by and see us at DEMA.
And that would apply to dive individuals, dive professionals, instructors, that kind of thing, and dive shops too, I guess, right? They could affiliate with diveassure.com.
Yep, they can affiliate with us and benefit from it and offer a very good service to their customers, to their divers.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the liveaboard rider? I want to touch on that again, because I still find this one to be one of the most unique things that you offer. Because, you know, if you are one of those type of divers who only goes out once or twice a year, you may not want to do a year-long policy. As cheap as it is, it honestly makes a lot of sense to do the year thing. But say you only want to go out for a two-week adventure on a liveaboard, and that's all you're going to do for the year as a diver. You mm-hmm. guys offer packages that that can work for just something like that, correct?
Right. You can choose your coverage basically to match it to your trip. So it could be a week-long trip, 14 days, however long you need, and tailor the coverage for your specific needs.
And it just depends on what, how much the liveaboard costs, the travel expenses associated with it, that would affect what the policy cost would be for something like that, or what?
Exactly, yep. And then when you add the liveaboard rider to our programs, you also add additional benefits that a general or regular travel insurance policy does not have, such as coverage for lost diving days due to various reasons, and cancellations due to airline delays if you end up missing the departure of the boat. So we basically took a general travel insurance policy and added a bunch of benefits that are unique to liveaboard vacations to make sure that you're properly covered.
There you go. So if you got delayed on your flight and you missed the first day on the liveaboard of diving because of it, you could get reimbursed for that. Or if the weather came in and for whatever reason you had a squall or a storm come through and blow out a day or two of the diving on the liveaboard, you could actually get reimbursed a portion of your liveaboard costs. Is that right?
That is correct. And a bunch of other reasons as well. For example, if the compressor is broken and no diving is available that day, or if another passenger has a medical emergency and the boat cancels diving that day to rendezvous with an evacuation. So, yeah, you can collect money for those days while you cannot dive.
Well, you know, you got to love that because, once again, if it's one of those situations where you find you're in a trip where you're only going to do this a couple weeks out of the year, you're just one of those kind of divers, you know, that time is very, very valuable and you want to make the most of it. So having that little peace of mind that you're covered, if God forbid something like that comes in and messes up your day, at least it won't hit you in the pocketbook as opposed to just emotionally being a bummer. But trust me, if you're out on a boat, even in a storm, you're going to be much happier there than back home at work. Are you with
me? That's for sure. Absolutely.
All right. DiveAssure.com. Roy, thank you so much. Always a pleasure catching up, my friend. I wish you were going to Grenada with us next week, but maybe we can make part of the event for Dive Fest in Grenada next year. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Have a great time.
You got it. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Let's put some distance between us and this island and head out to open sea.
Quit my job, sold my stuff, told everyone to know that I had enough. Said goodbye to my friends down at the restaurant.
Howdy, friend. Where are you headed?
Bought an extra ticket and I'm leaving tonight. It was just a dream, but now the time is right. Baby, you're the only one I want.
Boldly going where no man has gone before.
Just you and me.
Hey, that's catchy.
Swinging in a hammock underneath the palm trees. Coconut drinks got us down on our knees. In the island breeze. See, I can't, but I think I can live my life with a permanent tan. Taking life easy is my only plan, 'cause I'm an island man. See, I can't, but I think I can live my life with a permanent tan. Taking life easy is my only plan, 'cause I'm an island man.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That is the scuba cowboy. He will be with me on the Spice Island, Grenada, next week as we enjoy Grenada Dive Fest. I got Christine from EcoDive on Scuba Radio Live right now. Christine, how are you, and are you ready for our arrival? What do you think?
I am fantastic, and we are more than ready for your arrival.
So that means you've stocked up on booze, you've paid off the bail bondsman, loaded up on Grenada chocolate. Yeah. What?
We're a Caribbean island, so rum is cheaper than water.
True.
So we got the that's not a problem.
That's just good planning is what we're doing.
But I'm telling you, especially because we had a little storm yesterday that ran past us in less than a day. So
yeah.
Everybody pretended we needed a hurricane party. So everybody stocked up on everything just to have a bit of rain.
Okay. Well, we'll help you clear out that pantry while we're there on the island.
Yeah, well, not a problem.
Yeah. Now, you are going to hear all about this next week as we record during Grenada Dive Fest and air that show next Saturday on Scuba Radio. So if you're not fortunate enough to be there with us in person, you can virtually join us for Grenada Dive Fest next week on Scuba Radio. Now, I'm really looking forward to it because, you know, we're going to spend the first half on the sister island of Carriacou, and then we're going to head over to the main island where you are at EcoDive, right? That's the plan.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
That will entail doing some diving, taking part in some of the topside activities. I remember last time we came to the island, we went to a waterfall with you during our surface interval, and we adopted you as a scuba radio mermaid. Are we going to recreate that magic? What do you think, Christine?
We've burned all those photos, right? Those don't exist?
Not hardly. No. But they need to be updated.
There was something about Seven Sisters Waterfall I remember in my past.
Yes, vaguely. It's fuzzy, right? But there is photographic
proof. A redo, I think we're good for a redo anytime. I'm ready whenever your ladies are ready.
Yeah, but that's one of the many things you can do during your surface interval on Grenada, right? You guys have waterfalls.
Oh, 100%.
You have cocoa
plantations.
Hiking, waterfalls,
river tubing, chocolate factories, more chocolate factories, nutmeg rum distilleries.
Yes.
It's an awesome place to be outside.
Absolutely. You have a lot of stuff to spend quality time on your surface interval in Grenada, and that's what makes it just a great adventure overall. Now, some of the events for Dive Fest going on the week while we're on island, what are we doing? Just kind of traveling around and sampling a little bit of the diving with all the operators throughout Carriacou and the main island of Grenada, or what? What's the plan?
Oh, yeah. You guys are going to be busy. You're going to meet everybody. You land on Saturday. So on Saturday, we're actually starting without you because we just have so much to do that we're doing our beginner's day on Saturday.
Yeah.
Where we're doing free scuba lessons for all our locals.
Oh, excellent.
Sunday, you're headed up to Carriacou for your opening party. Woohoo! Where Scuba Cowboy will be playing.
Right.
And Monday, you're reef diving in our Isle of Reefs in Carriacou. In Grenada, we're doing all the same themed activities. So Monday, we're all over our reefs. And photo competition is well underway. So we've actually got some awesome last-minute prizes, too, to help encourage people to participate.
Absolutely. So, yeah, our friends at ReefSafe have put up some really nice, silver pendants of lionfish and a diver and all this stuff. Several hundred dollars a piece. But we're putting some of these prizes up for grabs. Thanks to our friends from Tropical Seas, the makers of ReefSafe Sun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're going to provide some of the prizes and support Grenada
that's
Dive
excellent.
Fest accordingly.
So, yeah, I mean, we've got prizes for photo comp. We also have prizes for our lionfish competition. We've got an online social media prize. If people are posting while they're participating during the week, the post with the most likes and shares is going to get a whopping big prize, which we'll tell you about next week when you're here.
Okay. All right.
But we are crazy excited.
Well, you can't be more excited than our crew is. I'm bringing a few folks that have not been to Grenada before. And, it's been long enough where I feel like this is almost the first time for me. It's been too long since we've been back to the Spice Island. I cannot wait.
It has been a little while,
Yeah.
Because that mermaid in Seven Sisters Waterfall event was a little while ago.
it was a ways back. But I do believe that we're going to be able to recreate this magic with a new group of folk. I mean, some of the old standbys, myself, the Scuba Cowboy Mermaid Tiffany, they've been to Grenada. But we got Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy. We got Mermaid Milena. They've never been to Grenada before. And, of course, CJ, my buddy in you know, Curly, as we like to call him. This is his first time to Grenada, and I know he is super excited to experience some of the diving. Now, what have you been seeing underwater outside of, you know, your operation or your diving areas of eco-dive there in Grenada? What have you been seeing, Christine?
Well, marine life, I got to be honest, we had divers that dove right through the weekend, and every single day this weekend they've seen sharks.
Nice.
So, that's super exciting because they're just beginners in training, and they were seeing full-size and juvenile nurse sharks on our Grand Anse side sites every single day. So I've got to say, they've gone home flying high. We had over 18 stingrays yesterday on our morning two tank as well. So
Wow. The
marine life is just on the move right now, and we're loving it. I got to be honest, night diving has been awesome. There's been some good bioluminescence going on.
Yeah.
Seahorses have been around. We have a couple frogfish regulars at the moment too. So
I love it. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
So your favorite dive
right now is in,
I mean, well, your favorite dive,
Fair.
You know, Bianca Sea, the Sculpture Park, those are two mainstays there in Grenada. But do you have a favorite, you know, spot that you guys like to go to yourself there at Eco Dive? Or what do you think?
Well, you know, I'm a little biased being a coral biologist myself. I tend to go for the reef sites that have more coral diversity on them.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I got to love myself some Bianca Sea, and the Sculpture Park is nothing but cool. I got to say, my favorites are probably going to fall in the Happy Valley, Flamingo Bay, Purple Rain, Black Forest reef areas, because the coral diversity and the colors are just awesome.
I just love the name of those sites. Purple Rain. it sounds like an amazing underwater adventure. Once again, you're going to hear all about this next week when we broadcast from Grenada Dive Fest. If you're not able to join us in person, you can virtually join the adventure next week right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, Christine, thanks for the update. Look forward to seeing you next week, okay?
Amazing. Fly safe. We're ready for
you. We don't know about flying safe, but we'll get there one way or another. More coming up. Stay close.
Bye.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hey, by the way, if you want information on Grenada Dive Fest, just do hashtag Pure Dive Fest or hashtag Pure Diving. You can get all that information as we broadcast from the event this next week, and you'll hear all about it next Saturday on the big show. But you can check out those hashtags, Pure Dive Fest or hashtag Pure Diving, and follow everything on the social media and see all the fun that we're having, and then we'll amend it next week on the big show. All right, talking about cool places to go, one of my other favorite places are Fiji, and we have Doris from Caradonna Dive Adventures on Scuba Radio right now to talk about her latest visit to Fiji. Doris, how are you, and welcome.
Good. Bula. That means hello in Fiji, and my dive gear is still drying out, so I'm just back from a couple of resorts there, and just absolutely fantastic diving and adventures.
Well, it's a beautiful place to go. It takes a little longer to get there from, well, where we are based in Florida compared to, like, Grenada. But, my gosh, it is definitely, it should be on every diver's list. And you can't go there enough once you've been. It's just an amazing place to go. Matter of fact, one of our mermaids just got back from there as well. And we may get a report from her a little later on the big show, as well as some adventures that she had in Tonga. But you spent how much time in Fiji recently?
I spent a little over a week. We did a couple of resorts. We went to Wairoa, which is kind of a dive surf resort, kind of a boutique property in the south of the main island. And they dive Benga Lagoon area. And we got to do the Aquatrek shark dive, which was absolutely amazing. We had about 40 bull sharks. And that was very, very exciting. Very well organized. You know, they gave us awesome briefings, and then it was very well staffed. so very safe.
Hold the line, because I want to get more details about these bull sharks. I knew they had some of those. I didn't know they had 40. Oh, my God. But I know they have these massive tiger sharks. We got to talk about that.
Tigers, yeah.
And other places of where you can go in Fiji next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Can I help you, boys?
I want to return a fish.
Damn it!
What?
That's the 9th return I've had this week. What's wrong with it? Oh, let me guess. It killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, dude.
Damn it. It's just like all the other returns.
Joy to the fishes and the people. Joy to you and me.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I have my guest right now, Doris from Caradonna Dive Adventures. You can check them out. Caradonna.com. That's the website, right, Doris?
Yeah, absolutely. Caradonna.com.
And all you have to do is go there and find out about all the cool places to dive around the world. And if you don't, just read it right there on their website. You can call up an expert like Doris, and she'll actually fill in all the blanks and tell you, okay, what kind of diving you want to do? Well, this is where I suggest you go. Or if you're zeroed in a place, you know, like Fiji, you want to go. She's been there. She just got there, and she can tell you about some of the cool places that you can visit there and get very specific to make sure you're, you know, you get exactly what you're looking for from a diving perspective. And that might be diving with 40 bull sharks. I don't know. Was that a surprise when you went out there with AquaTrek there in that neck of the woods?
We actually knew there were going to be bull sharks. We didn't realize there would be that many, but yeah. It was fantastic. Now, this is actually my second shark dive over the years with them, and I seem to always miss the tigers. I think they're just there a different time of the year, but one of these years I will get back there and swim with those big tiger sharks. But the bulls were absolutely amazing, and I think there's 8 or 9 different types of sharks that they get on that dive. We had, you know, the ray reefs and the tawny nurse sharks and the silver tips. Just beautiful, beautiful experience.
Well, I'll tell you, I've done that dive a couple times, and I have been fortunate enough to see the massive tiger sharks. And we're talking big, big animals.
And 14 feet long. Yeah.
Well, and the bull sharks, like you said, they're big too. And the only downside when you do the shark dive there in Fiji with AquaTrek, this isn't really a negative. It's just there were so many fish. Sometimes you had to really kind of go, oh, my God, there's so much going on. What do I film? You know, if you're taking video and pictures and stuff.
Where do I look? Where do I look?
It's like a giant cloud of giant fish. It's an amazing experience. And like you said, they have a great track record. They've done an amazing job over the years. And I don't know, where they do a hand feed type of shark dive there, right? Is that what
they
you saw?
They do. They've got a couple of bins that they bring down, and then if the conditions are okay, they will hand feed the shark. Sometimes they do. Sometimes it's just not conducive to that.
Right.
Again, safety is number one. But yeah, we got to see them hand feed some of the bull sharks, and it was just amazing. One of them was kind of swimming by us with a chunk of, you know, fish in his mouth, and it was just like, wow, very
exactly.
Up close and personal.
It can be a little intimidating if you're not used to that kind of thing, but it is impressive. And like I said, their track record is really good, and it is an amazing thing to witness. I mean, it's one of those things like when you see them in this environment, you realize they don't want to eat you. They just want the fish.
Exactly,
so just stay out of the way of the fish. You'll be fine, and you'll have the dive adventure of a lifetime. Now, that is right there. In that Pacific Harbor area, real close to, I mean, you what do you do? Take a little shuttle to the dive site from that hotel or the operation you're talking about, or what?
Yeah, so Wairoka Dive and Surf Resort, we actually took their dive boat to the shark area, mm-hmm. and we just meet up with the AquaTrack boats, and we go down, and, you know, we get back on our own boat, the same boat we had been diving from all week. So it's, again, very well organized. They have an agreement with the shark operators, and the staff at Wairoka even is part of, you know, the team that kind of fends the sharks, keeps them going in the right direction and whatever. So very well organized, and it is included in their dive package that they do. So typically when we book something at Wairoka, it will include, of course, accommodations, local reef diving, Benga Lagoon, you know, reef diving, and then the shark dive, which is usually a couple of $100 add-on. So it definitely makes for a really great package, and very, very well organized.
Well, it's definitely a unique experience at shark dive, but all the diving around that area is just awesome, especially for a Florida diver like myself. I mean, you see more colors and, you know, clownfish and anemones all over the place. It's crazy, some of the stuff they have in that
fantastic.
Part of the world.
They even have little mantis shrimp and, you know, pygmy seahorses and things like that, which I see all the time in the Indo-Pacific, but I didn't realize they were right there in Fiji as well. So really a great destination for even little critters and nudibranchs and things like that.
Now, this resort is on the main island. What did you say? How do you say it again? Wairoka? What?
It's called Wairoka.
Wairoka.
And it is a dive and surf resort. So there were some surfers there too. A lot of people come over from Australia to catch the big waves. So that was entertaining to watch. And the location is really fantastic because we were even close enough to do some whitewater rafting. And we had just gotten some rain the night before, which was a little uncommon during the winter time. And the rivers were just flowing. It was very, very exciting. It was, we went the Upper Navua River, and they only operate certain days that particular trip. And we just lucked out with the height of the river. And we paddled through these canyons and, I mean, waterfalls. It was phenomenal.
It is. It's
really
one of
great.
Those kind of experiences that, you know, you see on TV, like some travel channel show. Or something.
Yeah,
it just looks magical. There's the, like you said, these steep canyons you can cruise through. We did that a few years ago on our visit to Fiji, and that was definitely one of the highlights during our surface interval. You know, among all the spectacular diving, we did the zip line thing too in that neck of the woods. Did you see that, or did you go there? I assume they're still there.
Yeah, we didn't do the zip lining on this trip. It is still available. And I mean, that's just definitely one of the pluses to book in this area. There's so many activities. So even if you're traveling with, a non-diver, bite my tongue, there's plenty of things to do, or take the rafting on your non-dive day before you fly out. It's just such a great location for that. And the staff and the service, everybody was just so helpful and friendly. The food was great. Couldn't have asked for a better trip.
So is the accommodations there at the resort, is that an all-inclusive kind of thing where they serve you lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner too, or what?
It's a breakfast, lunch, and dinner package. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you get water and, you know, things like that. But any alcohol is additional. But I got to tell you, the beers and stuff were very inexpensive. So even our bar tab, was not expensive at all. Definitely
And you got to mix in some of the cava. Right, you had a cava or two.
I had some cava. I do have to admit, I had some crazy dreams that night. So I don't know, but I.
You drink enough of that stuff.
When in Rome,
exactly. You'll start doing the cava crawl, which after like 10 half coconuts full of cava, you start walking and you're walking straight, you think, and then your people's like, hey, why are you you're walking in a diagonal, Greg? What are you doing? No, I'm walking straight. No, you're walking this way. It's like your brain says one thing, your body does something else. It's pretty freaky.
But
one of the things. So, like you said, when in Fiji, that's what you do. All right, so the other place, you went to the other, I guess that would be north of the international airport, Nandi, up to Voli Voli, one of my favorite places on the planet, right?
Yes, Voli Voli is also just a really great property. They had a hurricane come through about 3 years ago.
Well, a cyclone. They call them cyclones over there, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. And it kind of, you know, it devastated a lot of the buildings. And so the owners kind of had to decide where they wanted to go with the resort. And they basically, you know, decided to really invest heavily in the property and the diving and, you know, dive shop. And I mean, the compressor, the nitrox, I mean, they have sunk some money into this property and it shows. It was, everything was really tastefully done. The dive shop was, you know, very clean. I actually did a tour of the compressor room and I mean, you could eat off the floor in there. It was a white tile floor and there was not a speck of dirt. So, I mean, just really well organized. It's a family that owns the resort, brothers Nick and Steve.
I love them.
They're on site. You know, if you needed anything, they were right there to kind of lend a hand. And the diving, we got to dive in the Vatui Ra Passage, the Bly Waters. I mean, everything from their little local shore dive to, you know, the local reef dives to the pass diving was just out of this world.
I know Nick and Steve. I've shared a cocktail or two with them at some of the dive events over the years. Those boys can drink like fish. God bless them. Voli Voli Dive Resort. You can look it up online. Or better yet, just go to caradonna.com. Doris and the gang can help you out. Doris, thank you so much. Thanks for the trip update. We appreciate it. And I'm sure we're going to be hanging together here in another month or so at the DEMA show, right?
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you again.
Back at you. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater, dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in AquaCat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
Yeah, wait, you're the lead dive master on the AquaCat? What are you?
Yes, sir. I'm the lead dive master.
Okay, do it again. One more time.
You kidding?
No.
Okay, guys, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in AquaCat. And you're here at Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The what? Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Manny. I'm a dive instructor in AquaCat. And you're listening, to a Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to
The world's first radio show
devoted to
dive. You kidding? Five minutes. You did it, translate.
Translate, true.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
All right. I can do it slow.
Okay, do it slow. Yeah, do it slow.
The world's first
radio
show
devoted
to diving.
Devoted to diving.
For the Spanish speakers, la mejor radio estación de radio devota de lo que es el buceo.
That works too. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Gabriel from Shearwater Research is on the phone with me right now. How are you, Gabriel?
I'm doing fine, Greg. As always, it's a pleasure being here with the friends of Scuba Radio.
Well, there you go. And you know, I'm taking a piece of you with me to Grenada next week, my Shearwater Tarek. And I don't guess that's a piece of you, but you know what I mean.
Well, I was going to say, you better take me entirely, and that way I can go do some diving along.
Absolutely. Next time, have you ever been to the Spice Islands there, Grenada and Carriacou? Have you?
I have not, unfortunately, but it's in my to-do list. There's so many places, so many nice places, and I've heard very good things about Grenada.
Yes, they have just exceptional diving, and they have this one particular drink called rocket fuel, which, it just, you know, you take a sip and you blast off. You know what I'm saying? Get you there quicker. But, you know, we don't mix the diving in that. But, you know, when we're not, we might have one or two of those mixed with some Grenada chocolate and all that kind of stuff. But the main focus is the diving. And so I'm going to give my Shearwater Tarek dive computer another workout. I can't wait because this thing has really performed far beyond my expectations. I mean, this is just one of the coolest dive computers on the market, if not the best. I mean, it just does everything. It's like the iPhone of dive computers, and you guys have outdid yourself. I know we got the DEMA show coming up, and you have some, little surprises that people might be able to customize some of their Tarek dive computer things to fashion their own personal preference. We don't want to give away too much, but there is some stuff coming out towards the DEMA show in November, right?
Definitely. We're going to have some more availability regarding the style that any particular diver wants to use their Tarek with. And it's going to be some optional equipment available to go with your Tarek. So,
okay. Yeah. Kind of goes along that line of it's better to look good diving than to dive good. No, wait, dive good and look good. That's
there you go.
A little bit of both.
You don't want to embarrass your instructors.
No, but you want to match. You want to, you know, color coordinate the whole thing, and that might come into play here with the Shearwater Research in the near future. Now, you've never been to Carriacou or Grenada. What do you know about diving that part of the world? Anything at all, or what do you think, Gabriel?
Oh, being in the Caribbean, I've been in many other places in the Caribbean, so I guess it's going to be balmy temperatures.
Right.
You can be underwater for really long times and not get cold. If you take more gas, if you're on open circuit or even a rebreather, you could spend many hours and not want to come out.
Well, I'll tell you, our good friend, Dr. Doug Ebersol, who's going to be going with me to the Red Sea a few weeks later in October, he just went to Grenada. And he did a big rebreather thing, and I know he was giving his Tarek a workout, but what's beautiful about it, it expands with you. That's what I love about this dive computer. I can use it for just open circuit scuba, just have some fun, do some of that bathtub water diving that we love where we don't have to put on a wetsuit or nothing at all. If you want to dive naked for all I care, go for it. It's warm enough to do that right now off the coast of Grenada and Carriacou, but you can do that kind of diving and then transform right into a rebreather and use the same computer. You have that much flexibility with the Tarek, right?
You got to try it in with Dr. Doug and the KISS. Was it a sidekick?
Yeah, well, I believe the KISS rebreather. Yeah, it might be the. I guess it was the sidekick. Yeah, That's what he was
talking
about.
How did it go?
He loved it. He was out there with Deeper Diver on the area or on the island of Carriacou, which is Grenada's, you know, out island, sister island. It's a little less developed and stuff. But he had some phenomenal dives. And I believe he was doing some training with a student of his, if I remember correctly. But he said it was just an amazing experience. He loved it because the diving's very pristine. It's a little, like I said, more of an out island kind of experience when you go to the island of Grenada to spend some time on Carriacou. And he went with Deeper Diving, which, you know, helped him out in that regard as far as doing that kind of rebreather stuff. But you can spend just quality bottom time on a rebreather and really kind of become one-on-one with the environment. And I know you're into that kind of stuff yourself,
oh, yeah.
Right?
It's wonderful. You have, for instance, dogfish in here, a small shark that you find in the cold waters here in Canada. They're usually very skittish, very shy.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're on a rebreather, they just come right up and just give you an eyeball and just you get to commune with the underwater life so much closer. It's
you
really
know,
nice.
It's like being in the zone when you're doing
you
the
are.
Rebreather thing. And who knows? Maybe I'll do some rebreather diving next week. You'll hear all about it a week from today on the big show when we broadcast from Grenada Dive Fest. Gabriel, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thank you much. And thank you for having me.
Check out shearwater.com for all the information on the Tarek and then some. And stick around. We got our two on deck right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we are lucky down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.